local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you once again. Enjoyed an extended weekend. Hope you enjoyed Bobby sitting in the chair with Austin there for a couple of days. But back to the normal routine here as we get you caught up in everything happening in your world today with Pensacola right now. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. We start with today's top three stories. Former President Trump says he'll quickly be able to post bond after an appeals court lowered the amount in his New York civil fraud trial.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
The court reduced the bond from $454 million to $175 million today and gave him 10 days to make the payment. Trump is appealing the award. He again claimed he's the victim of a corrupt judge and an attorney general he calls a thug. So with that ruling, Attorney General Letitia James can't yet begin collecting on the judgment. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceling plans to send a delegation to Washington this week.
We believe that, number one, a full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. It would be a mistake not just because of the civilian harm that it would cause, which would be immense.
Yeah, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller called the move surprising and unfortunate. Netanyahu's decision comes after the U.S. decided against vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. So, and Netanyahu argues that the resolution threatens attempts to free hostages held by Hamas. And here locally, family members confirming today the three-year-old who was hit by an SUV last night has died. According to Channel 3, the child identified as Levi Austin Williams. His grandmother, Lisa Oliver, talked to our good friend Tanner Stewart.
He was enjoying his day out. He got to play on the swing set and dig in the dirt like a little boy. 1 second, he was gone. That's how quick they will take off.
She says that he was autistic and crossed a fenced-in area during a family crawfish boil. FHP troopers say he walked out in front of the SUV on Blue Angel Parkway, and the driver could not stop in time. A tragic update there. 416, we'll get our first look at the roads this afternoon, as well as our weather, with some forecasted storms coming into the neighborhood tomorrow. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you? And how was your extended weekend?
It was okay. It was good. With a one-year-old, I can't really call it a vacation anymore.
Yeah.
It's more of just doing the same work.
No work away from home.
Yeah. Just doing it at home as opposed to here. So, yeah. But now I watched plenty of basketball and spent some good quality time with her. So it was fine.
Yeah, we're going to have some positive and negative updates on March Madness later.
Yeah.
But yes, right now, traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here, looking at traffic. There's actually not a ton going on. It seems like we do have some congestion if you're traveling southbound. Just got over Three Mile Bridge heading towards Gulf Breeze High School. We've got some congestion in that area, as we often do this hour. Do have an accident report, unfortunately, if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's if you're coming from Avalon Boulevard there. You're going to be congested for a pretty decent amount of time. It stretches for a pretty long way. Navarre Parkway is looking fine for the most part. We do have an accident report, though. If you are coming from Highway 87, it's going to have you backed up a little bit, so a couple of accidents there. Outside of that, the main one that's going to give you problems is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, and meteorologist Joe Neubauer joining us this afternoon.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, we have a high chance of rain Tuesday morning and a chance for severe weather Tuesday morning, too. The storms begin to move in around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning from the west. They're out of here as we get towards 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So through those morning commute hours and even those later morning hours, stay weather aware. Some storms on Tuesday morning could produce gusty winds, possibly some tornadoes, and very heavy rainfall. That's your weather forecast for now, I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Continuing on with our local headlines today, the sheriff's office confirming the loss of a deputy after a long battle with an illness. In a Facebook post, the sheriff's office confirmed Deputy First Class Albert Calber died peacefully, surrounded by family and friends last night. He's been with the sheriff's office since 2013, and the sheriff's office says he had a positive impact on all of those who he came into contact with. A Pensacola woman set her roommate on fire after an argument and now sentenced to 15 years in prison. Here's our David Wayne.
That's right. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Darnicky Jones sprayed her former roommate and her belongings with lighter fluid, then lit her on fire by throwing a cigarette last June. The victim was severely injured when a can of hairspray exploded. Now has severe burns over 30% of her body. A jury acquitted Jones last Thursday on attempted murder charges, but she will spend 15 years in prison for arson, then another decade on probation. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
We told you about this a couple of weeks ago. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson and the Star Foundation, a nonprofit organization that the sheriff's office has set up to support deputies in need. It has now gone active.
We now have our 501c3, so we are 100% nonprofit now. We're going to get the ball rolling. We're going to have some fundraisers coming up. We're going to have a skeet shoot. We're going to have a rodeo. And then we're going to also put on a golf tournament. So we're going to have those three fundraisers every year.
And the organization does, its primary mission is to help deputies in need, but also the community as well. Sheriff Johnson says before the nonprofit was formed, they couldn't accept donations from citizens, but now with the foundation, they will be able to do just that. So cool story there. 420, we will take a break right there. State and national headlines to come next on Pensacola Right Now.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this. The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good conversation about the Baptist demolition, the old site location, and what's being done there. Also talked about concurrency, why we don't have it, who says they're for it, but then why don't we actually have it in practice. Also talked about that horrific attack in Moscow, of course, over the weekend, as well as jailed American journalist Evan Gerskovich. And talked with Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne about traffic and speed enforcement on Three Mile Bridge. Listen to all of this at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. As I speak to you right now, it is 4:25 on the dot. Am I good or what?
Yes, you are.
Let's see. Thank you, sir. See, it's that kind of positive reinforcement that I missed.
I'm in such a good mood today that I'm just singing your praises. I'm not sure how long this will last, but
hopefully as long as possible. Yes. Let's see. 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Similarly to our last update, not a ton to dig into. We do have a few spots of note. We got some construction going on in Gulf Breeze near Gulf Breeze High School. If you're traveling southbound, just got over Three Mile Bridge. That's going to have you backed up for a moment. Also have two accident reports. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway coming from Avalon Boulevard, you're going to be backed up for a bit there. And if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing Highway 87, we've got some issues in that area as well. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long other than just some slight congestion if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Stormy and windy conditions as we head overnight into Tuesday morning. We're already under wind advisory for gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. The storms will begin to move in at around 5-6 o'clock in the morning there on Tuesday. They'll start out west. They'll move in through the morning here in northwest Florida, and they'll be out by about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon to the east. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts, a couple tornadoes, and obviously some heavy rainfall. Highs will be in the 70s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 4:26 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's making the news in Florida today. Governor Ron DeSantis signing the bill that puts restrictions on social media use by younger folk.
With things like social media and all this, you can have a kid in the house, safe seemingly, and then you have predators that can get right in there into your own home. You could be doing everything right, but they know how to manipulate these different platforms.
Well, among other things, the measure prevents kids under 16 from opening a social media account, although 14 and 15-year-olds can with parental permission. Free speech advocates are promising a court challenge over the bill that for now is taking effect in January.
And Florida is keeping an eye on its 11th measles case of the year. The state health department tied the highly infectious disease to a patient between 55 and 59 years old in Martin County late last week. Officials say the person recently traveled outside of the country. There have been 9 cases reported in Broward County, with a majority of them impacting a local elementary school last month. The 10th infection was found in Polk County.
More Americans rescued from Haiti are safe in Florida. The Division of Emergency Management says 9 Americans were on a plane that landed last night in Orlando. Saturday, there was 21 more. And Director Kevin Guthrie says the goal is to fly people out every day.
And Senator Rick Scott sounding the alarm as he calls for freedom and democracy in Cuba with a new immigration crisis feared. Scott says the Biden administration needs to stop the policy of appeasing the communist regime and start holding the dictatorship accountable for human rights atrocities.
This is the same communist regime that for decades has been the root of the instability we see across Latin America. The communist Cuban regime props up other dangerous dictators like Maduro in Venezuela and Ortega in Nicaragua.
Scott says that not only threatens the region and the national security of the United States, people have been protesting in Cuba during one of the island's worst economic and energy emergencies amid food shortages and blackouts.
And also, Carnival Cruise Line will continue its service between Northeast Florida and the Bahamas for at least another 2 years as Jacksport reached an agreement with the company to extend operations into 2026. The nearly 2,700-passenger Carnival Elation offers year-round sailing from the port, and more than 3 million people have sailed from Jacksonville since Carnival's partnership began 20 years ago. Recap of today's top three stories. Former President Trump says he'll be able to now quickly post bond after an appeals court significantly lowered the amount in his civil fraud trial in New York. It was, of course, originally $454 million and reduced today to $175 million. Trump says he can pay that with cash, no problem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ended up canceling the plans to send a delegation to Washington this week that the Biden administration had called for. We talked about that last week. The reason is because the U.S. decided against vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. And here locally, a tragedy last night. A 3-year-old child hit by an SUV and died. Family confirming that today. That accident happened on Blue Angel Parkway when the driver couldn't stop in time. The family identifying that boy as Levi Austin Williams. So our thoughts and condolences with that family there this afternoon and evening. 4:30, we'll take a break there, getting a look at our national headlines and sports news when we return. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Donald Trump has had his bond for his New York civil fraud case significantly reduced from $454 million to $175 million. But his legal team was unable to delay the hush money trial brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Fox's CB Cotton reports.
The judge ruling the case will move forward with jury selection beginning April 15th. Today's hearing, an effort by Trump's legal team to get the trial delayed until at least the summer or thrown out altogether.
Border Patrol Chief Jason Owen says he's concerned about the national security threats that could be slipping through the cracks at the southern border.
Chief Owens also said that we're approaching 1 million illegal crossings so far this year, and that Border Patrol just doesn't have the resources to find those 140,000 known gotaways so far this fiscal year.
Fox's Nate Foy, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It was a down day to start the new week on Wall Street, a shortened week as there will be no trading on Good Friday. The S&P 500 eased 16 points, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 162, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 44. Several high-level changes at Boeing, with the jet maker still struggling with issues related to its 737 MAX planes. CEO Dave Calhoun will step down at the end of the year. Also, board chairman Larry Kellner won't seek re-election, and the head of the company's commercial aircraft business, Stanley Deal, is departing immediately. Shares of Boeing rose today, up 1.4%. Meanwhile, Federal Aviation Administration officials have become concerned about growing safety problems at United Airlines, and they're stepping up scrutiny of the carrier. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, having seen an internal memo circulated at United about the situation. Shares of United skidded 3.4% today. U.S. oil futures rebounded, May crude jumping 1.6% to near $82 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma.
I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-800-
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th. Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Ed Gelb with CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Former Michigan and current Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh said J.J. McCarthy is the best QB in this draft class. I respect Harbaugh going to bat for his former player, and clearly J.J.'s stock is rising, but I have Caleb Williams as the preeminent QB in this class. Jaden Daniels then takes the second spot. Drake May comes in at 3, followed by Michael Penix Jr. 4th, and then J.J. rounding out the top 5. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious, power through your day, medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil Severe Honey. DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we have here. Not a ton to dig into, at least not from what we've seen throughout so far this hour. What am I trying to say? Words are difficult at times. But either way, let's see. We did have a couple of accident reports. One was if you were traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, coming from Avalon Boulevard, that was causing a lot of backups. But that has seemingly cleared out. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway just past Highway 87. Still got some backups in that area from an accident from earlier. Outside of that, though, the only spot where you're going to see any severe backups is if you are traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze High School. Just got off of Three Mile Bridge. We've got some construction in that area causing some backups at this time.
All right, and meteorologist Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, we have a high chance of rain Tuesday morning and a chance for severe weather Tuesday morning, too. The storms begin to move in around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning from the west. They're out of here as we get towards 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So through those morning commute hours and even those later morning hours, stay weather aware. Some storms on Tuesday morning could produce gusty winds, possibly some tornadoes, and very heavy rainfall. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, continuing on with our national headlines today, the Texas Department of Public Safety says enforcement of the new immigration law will focus on the border. That is, of course, if it's allowed to take effect. Troopers would only arrest illegal migrants they see crossing the Rio Grande. A spokesperson pushed back against Interior enforcement, saying they would not check a driver's immigration status during traffic stops, but that conflicts with how the law is written, as there are no geographical constraints. It allows judges to order immediate deportations as well. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as the lawsuits play out.
And late last week, we discussed the University of Missouri student Riley Strain, their body being discovered. The death of Riley is being ruled accidental in Nashville. That's according to preliminary autopsy results. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River on Friday after he was kicked out of a bar earlier this month. Nashville police spokesperson said that while toxicology results and a final autopsy are still pending, there appears to be no foul play.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to announce his running mate tomorrow. Kennedy has publicly floated a number of people he's considering as his VP pick. Many believe he's likely to choose lawyer and mega donor Nicole Shanahan. The move could give Kennedy's long shot bid an influx of cash and momentum as he aims to get on more state ballots.
And former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is offering some advice to his successor. McCarthy told CBS's Face the Nation Speaker Mike Johnson shouldn't be afraid of a motion to vacate. McCarthy said he doesn't believe Johnson will be ousted as Speaker. This is after Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate Johnson due to his support for a bipartisan spending bill that was ultimately signed into law.
And Boeing CEO will step down at the end of 2024 as part of a management shakeup.
I've entered my fifth year. At the end of this year, I'll be close to 68 years old. I've always said to the board, and the board has been very prepared, I would give them plenty of notice.
Dave Calhoun and two other senior execs will be leaving the company amid safety concerns. Calhoun said the incident involving a door plug blowing out of an Alaska Airlines flight was a watershed moment for Boeing and that the company must continue to respond to this accident with humility and complete transparency. 4:41 now at News Radio. Austin, what's shaking in the sports headlines today?
Well, we got a few headlines here. We'll start with the MLB. We touched on Shohei Ohtani and his whole interpreter gambling situation. Mm-hmm. He's addressing the media this afternoon following the allegations of illegal gambling and theft involving the interpreter in question. Major League Baseball has also launched a formal investigation of its own. Ohtani will be making a statement, but he will not answer questions. Also in the NFL, NFL owners approved a rule today that banned the swivel hip drop tackle. The violation will result in a 15-yard penalty if flagged in games. But Troy Vincent, that's the NFL's executive VP of football operations, strongly implied last week that it is likely to be enforced similarly to the use of helmet rule, which typically leads to warning letters and fines in the week after a game rather than flags actually during the game. The ban was met with criticism, of course, like most bans are, including some from former defensive end J.J. Watt, who posted on X, quote, "Just fast forward to the belts with flags on them." I think that's a bit overdramatic from JJ personally.
I am encouraged to hear that the league intends to treat this like the after the fact with the fines.
Yeah.
And not in game, because I saw on X as I was scrolling through earlier today, so the NFL owners meetings are happening right now, and so this is where this is taking place, and the votes are taking place. The NFL held a news conference today where they showed clips of the particular tackle that they were trying to get out, and there were some reports that were saying that they were focused on the specific tackles where players are leaving their ground with their feet, and then dragging, you know, pulling down with their body weight. And then so their bodies are then falling on lower ligaments of players, and that's what's causing these injuries. They showed videos of some of the penalties, but not all of them indicated or showed that a player was leaving his feet. And they were just holding on and dragging down. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, I understand that what the league is trying to eradicate here, but a lot of the plays that they're showing,
it's gray,
is not. Yeah, but if you're telling me that by and large, unless it's super obvious, because the games are going so fast, and if it's a super obvious one and the refs want to throw a flag, fine. But by and large, if this is controlled with fines and everything after the fact and suspensions for, you know, further violations, that sounds a lot better to me than a referee in that how fast the play goes, trying to throw a 15-yard flag on that. So I hope that referees, by and large, unless it's super obvious, will keep the whistle in the pocket on that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And another NFL headline real quickly here. The Dolphins may be getting another big name at wide receiver. Head coach Mike McDaniel says that an offer has been made to Odell Beckham Jr. Mm. Beckham visited with the Dolphins last week, with McDaniel stating talks will be ongoing. Beckham last played for the Baltimore Ravens before they let him go for what John Harbaugh claimed was financial reasons. They talk about how he's been injured. He's had some statistical slumps. Still obviously a big name. I think that could be helpful to them there.
I don't think that the priority is a third wide receiver for the Dolphins.
I also don't think that he's going to get paid a ton. I mean, no. That's why it's going to be negotiated. And just real quick before our traffic and weather together, Sweet 16 has been set in the men's tournament. My bracket's been busted. St. Mary's was first rounded.
Old news, Austin.
Yes, that is old news. And we've just got some big coaching changes. James Madison, just after losing to Duke on Sunday, their head coach, Mark Byington, is heading to Vanderbilt. And also Washington State's Kyle Smith is heading to Stanford. Under Smith, the Cougars also made the second round before falling to Iowa State, I believe, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Let's see, 4:45, another quick check of the roads and weather. Just a few areas of note, just like it's been so far this hour. If you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze High School, just getting off of 3 Mile Bridge, we've got some heavy construction there that's going to cause you some backups until further notice. And we also still have that accident report on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound just past Highway 87. We've still got some pretty heavy backups there due to that accident. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much. Just going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our forecast.
Stormy and windy conditions as we head overnight into Tuesday morning. We're already under wind advisory for gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. The storms will begin to move in at around 5-6 o'clock in the morning there on Tuesday. They'll start out west. They'll move in through the morning here in northwest Florida, and they'll be out by about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon to the east. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts, a couple tornadoes, and obviously some heavy rainfall. Highs will be in the 70s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Health, business, and science notes today. The Supreme Court tomorrow will consider whether to limit access to a popular abortion pill. The Biden administration and manufacturer of the drug mifepristone are seeking to reverse a lower court ruling that could make it more difficult for women across the country to obtain the medication.
And life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up for the first time in 2 years. A CDC report released Thursday found that in 2022, life expectancy at birth was 77 and a half years. The life expectancy rate still hasn't reached pre-pandemic levels, but COVID wasn't included in the top three leading causes of death in 2022. According to the report, heart disease and cancer were the leaders, followed by unintentional injury.
The Great American Eclipse will be here on April 8th, bringing eye safety front in mind.
Damage can occur in under a minute with prolonged exposure. Patients can cause sometimes even permanent damage to their retina.
It's Dr. Andrew Osborne who says that the eye is quick to damage and it's only safe to look at the sun during totality, which only makes up a few minutes of the eclipse, and that's not going to happen here, so don't go staring at the sun on April 8th. Unprotected sun exposure can lead to blind spots, distorted vision, and altered color perception.
And new home sales dipped slightly in February as mortgage rates remain high. Figures from the Commerce Department show sales of new single-family homes slipped 0.3% below January's revised annual rate of 664,000 units. That's still nearly 6% above last year's rate for February.
A big pop culture story today, the Los Angeles home of rapper and businessman Sean Diddy Combs was raided by Homeland Security over reported allegations of sex trafficking. According to multiple reports, and TMZ also says his Miami home was searched as well.
My goodness. One of the Happy Gilmore co-stars says that Adam Sandler is working on a sequel to the comedy classic. Christopher McDonald played Gilmore's rival Shooter McGavin in the 96 film. In a recent radio interview, McDonald said he ran into Sandler about 2 weeks ago and that Sandler showed him a first draft script of Happy Gilmore 2. McDonald said that it's in the works and that fans demand it.
You know what? I'll take his word for it. I don't remember or have recalled seeing a big demand for Happy Gilmore 2, but
I'm sure it's got like a cult following.
Sure. I mean, I like watching it when it's on TV and I'm just scrolling through with nothing else to watch and I stumble upon it. Yeah, I'll watch it, but I definitely like Christopher McDonald back as Shooter McGavin. You have to have him. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I'm rushing to the theater to check it out, but I probably will give that a watch there. Also here, I would imagine, as I was gone last week, that you and Bobby spent ample time talking about the princess's cancer diagnosis.
For sure.
The phones and the text line was lit up when that was happening. But Kate Middleton and her husband, Prince William, say they're enormously touched by messages of support. Kensington Palace spokesperson on Saturday said that they're moved by the public's warmth and support. Kate, of course, has not said what type of cancer was discovered after her major abdominal surgery in January. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up our number one next.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We're going to get into this traffic update a little bit early right now because we do have an update on the Navarre Parkway accident. It appears that we do have notifications of a road closure just beyond where that accident was reported. This is if you are traveling in the westbound lanes on Navarre Parkway. It says we have a road closure that's supposed to be closed until 10:30 p.m., and that's what it's saying on our end here. Still got heavy backups that are going to have you past Highway 87 by a pretty decent margin. So be on the lookout for that. If at all avoidable, I would recommend not going that way, especially if the road is, in fact, going to be closed for that long. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that closure, though, we've only got a couple of areas of note. If you are traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze High School, just getting off of Three Mile Bridge, we've got congestion in that entire stretch there due to some construction in the area that's given us some grief before at this hour. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, speaking of the usual suspects, you're going to have some issues trying to get into downtown Milton there for the time being.
Stormy and windy conditions as we head overnight into Tuesday morning. We're already under wind advisory for gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. The storms will begin to move in at around 5-6 o'clock in the morning there on Tuesday. They'll start out west, they'll move in through the morning here in northwest Florida, and they'll be out by about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon to the east. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts, a couple tornadoes, and obviously some heavy rainfall. Highs will be in the 70s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 4:54 here at News Radio 92.3. Just before we send it off to Channel 3 for their top of the hour newscast there, we'll do a recap of today's top three stories. The first involving Donald Trump, as he says now that he'll be able to quickly post bond in his New York civil fraud trial after an appeals court lowered the amount. You may recall that initially it was $454 million. The court reduced that to $175 million and gave him 10 days to make the payment. Trump says he would be able to do so with cash. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is canceling plans to send a delegation to Washington this week. This comes after the U.S. decided against vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, first time that the U.S. has taken that position. And here locally, tragic update this afternoon as family members confirming that the three-year-old who was hit by an SUV last night on Blue Angel Parkway has died. Family members identifying him as Levi Austin Williams. His grandmother tells Channel 3 that he was autistic and crossed a fenced-in area during a family crawfish boil that was taking place nearby. 4:56 now. And also, by the way, on a good note here locally, we haven't mentioned it this hour, but weather permitting, the Blue Angels holding their first public practice session of the 2024 season tomorrow. Supposed to be at around 10:30. Gates open on the west gate of Blue Angel Parkway at 9 a.m. And NAS Pensacola officials say it'll start at 9 and continue through 3 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. If you are a non-DOD cardholder wanting to visit Barrancas National Cemetery, you have to go through the front gate rather than the west gate. So it'd be good to see the Blue Angels. Of course, they were back in town and back to their home base last week and flew over the city of New Orleans this weekend and now getting into a rhythm and groove back home here at NAS Pensacola. Wacky stories. Austin, not good news for you yet, but potentially.
Oh, really?
Soon, depending on your genetic history.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
The biggest news for bald men since the shaved head look came into style. Toupees are back in a big way.
Really?
The New York posted a write-up of how hyper-realistic ones are the hottest new flex. They've gotten a lot better since their heyday in the 80s. The good ones use real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester thin enough to sweat through. They glue it onto your scalp and give you the exact haircut you want. You can shower in it and go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied. They're not cheap. Good ones cost several thousand dollars, and even those don't last long. You might need a new toupee every year or two. But I've seen some TikToks on these new toupees, and they are really very, very impressive.
Oh, yeah, no, they are actually pretty good. A lot of people wish they could vote for literally anybody else in the election this year, but now they actually can. A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas just announced he's running for president, and he just changed his name to first name literally, middle name anybody, and last name else. Say it with me now, literally anybody else.
I think we see what he was going for there.
Yes. A judge, who apparently didn't find it very funny, ultimately signed off on the name change, so it's now official. He even got a new driver's license. Mr. Else filed the necessary paperwork for the Federal Election Commission, and he's currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate. Are you interested in that, Joe?
No, I don't think, you know, I'm not going to set my vote on fire. but yeah, I think I'll stick with either the Republican or the Democrat.
All right.
All right. Wacky story again here. Covington, Kentucky is just across the border from Cincinnati. If you drive through town right now, it's hard to miss the new billboard that just went up. It looks like a Kraft mac and cheese ad at first, but it's just a photo of a guy eating mac and cheese. The sign says, quote, "This man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year."
Ugh.
People thought maybe it was a viral marketing stunt by Kraft, but it turns out it's part of an ongoing prank war between two coworkers. The man on the sign is Jake Laws. He works with a guy named Jonathan Pittman, who recently took the photo of him eating mac and cheese at work. Jake showed up to his job last Monday to find Jonathan had handed out t-shirts with the same photo, but Jake didn't find out about the billboard until his sister saw it and called him that night. Jonathan rented the billboard for a full month, so it'll be up for another 3 weeks, and the sign company says it cost about $1,200 to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Austin, you and I may get to a point where we may have to engage in a prank war like that, so I think Pensacola would be thrilled to have something like that up.
Oh, I'm sure.